How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of That More Podcast. I hope you're doing well. And this is a close season show with myself, Omar, and my regular co-host, Mr. Mickey Simpson. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Not bad. Just the two of us tonight, mate. And
it is. We're old school. Old school, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
That's it, mate. How's the summer treating you? You missing me all, mate? Or
yeah, it's... Yeah, the only trouble is with close season is that my missus gets me to do more and more jobs around. So it's like all the jobs what I've been trying to put off for ages and now all of a sudden bounding up and needing to get done. So, yeah, good to see the bin dippers lose last night. That was
a good result.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm sort of happy that Forest has gone up because I think Huddersfield is more beatable for us than potentially Forest would be next season.
Interesting opinion there. If anything, I mean, yeah, I suppose on a footballing point of view, Forest is a better side. However, I'm going to miss going to Hooters on an away day and, the away day. So, I mean, different kind of contrast there. I'm looking forward to the away days and what I'm going to miss. And you're talking about the football side. So, fair blend, right?
That's it.
We're going to go straight to today's show anyway, mate. I thought, obviously, because it's just the two of us today, we could probably look at the close season, our predictions, what we made back in July, mate, literally before the start of the season. We actually made them the day after we played Ipswich away in pre-season because I watched it back and I was listening to myself talking about how buzzing I am about Benicophobia up front and how well we're going to do this season. And we both made a prediction, which we can kind of say now, we both put us to finish in the playoffs. I guess we'll start with us because I had us finishing in sixth place. You had us finishing in fifth place. We ended up finishing ninth, so we weren't a mile off, and it did go down to the last day of the season. So, I mean, it's probably just a good part to start on us in general and what we thought of the season as a whole. But it was, I guess, ultimately, our shortcomings are what's been the case under the rat for the last couple of seasons. We just didn't score enough goals, I feel like, mate. And, you know, 18 wins, 15 draws and 13 defeats. It's not to be messed with. You know, I think it's probably the fourth or fifth least defeats in the season compared to all the other teams in the league. But just kind of didn't really get there in the end, but the optimism was there for us, and I'm sure it'll be the same in the new season as we get around to that back in next July, I guess.
Yeah, and I think one too many draws, but also I think the losses were some of them were silly losses, you know, where we could have possibly carried on and won it rather than just lose, you know, with silly mistakes, not making changes quick enough or not seem to, you know, sort of lose our head a bit and don't come back and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I think, you know, going forward, things need to change. We need someone to score goals. We've said this for the last couple of years. We need a 20-plus goal scorer. But take that aside, Rowett's done a good job in 3 years. Do you know what I mean? He's sort of, we're potentially established championship team now. We've been in a championship a good few years now. We're not bad on the budget we are. We're not bad. Okay, his football is boring at times, but he drags out the results and keeps us in the middle half of the table, doesn't he?
5 seasons in the championship. It can't be messed with. I guess we can probably save that topic for more conversation, I guess, over the next few shows. But, you know, I think going back to our predictions, I think, you know, 3 top half finishes as well for Mill. We've got to kind of be appreciative of that, I suppose. But it'd be interesting to see where we have us finishing anyway when he comes to do the show in July for the new season coming ahead. We'll start with the bottom of the table just to kind of build up anticipation as we get to it. Obviously, we kind of ruined where we put Millwall, but I think, you know, we're always ambitious, always hopeful. But we'll start from the bottom. And in 24th place was Barnsley, finishing on 30 points. I had Barnsley... Do you want to do it as we say where we had Barnsley finishing, or would you rather say who we had 24th? I think what we should do is we'll talk about who finished where and where we thought they'd finish instead. What do you reckon? Is that going to work?
Yeah, we can do that.
Do it that way. So I had Barnsley in my predictions finishing 13th place. A little bit off. I think, obviously, they got in the playoffs last year, season before last. And I'm quite a way off there, 11 places. You, in comparison, had them finishing 19th place. So a little bit closer. But neither of us had them going down, which was interesting. I think they struggled with goals against this year. They didn't score many either. And I think after they lost their manager, Valery Ismail, to West Brom, it was kind of a looming hangover, wasn't it? And they overachieved with him, I suppose. And it kind of makes sense that they finished 24th place in the end, I guess. And, you know, obviously, I think we beat them once. Maybe did we draw at home against them? I should probably get these results up against them as well. But I remember, obviously, Murray Royce scoring at their ground, the last-minute winner in October. But, yeah, Barnsley 24th, mate.
Yeah, it's a bit of a thing. I had the bottom for a different way round, but yeah, no, you know, it's a shame. Then, you know, they're sort of, I don't know, a part of football folklore to a degree, aren't they? They're like a traditional club, aren't they? As such, so yeah, they've always been our bogey club to a degree. But yeah, no, it's a shame that they're out. But hopefully, they bounce back up next season.
Yeah, well, I suppose the bogey club's gone now anyway, so we'll take it and move on from that. 23rd place was Derby County. I had Derby finishing 24th. Mickey, you had Derby finishing 23rd, so you got it bang on. Congrats,
mate. I'm going to be doing a few of these, isn't I? I'm going to be doing a few of these, considering I'm the man who don't know football. So, yeah. You know, you lot take the piss out of me, but just looking through this, I've got quite a few of them correct, I think, so not too bad.
We'll gloss over them when they come up.
Anyway, yeah, we'll gloss over it for now.
So, yeah, that's Mickey's first prediction. I guess we'll keep telling who's got bang on, right? So you've got one bang on, and then we'll see if anyone else has hit any more bang on as we go along. 22nd place was Peterborough. I had Peterborough finishing in 15th place. I thought fresh from promotion from League One, they'd have a good season. They did beat us at their grounds when we went to the away day in December.
Yeah.
You had him finishing 24th, so you technically got it right. Yeah, but both to get relegated, I suppose. And you got two out of the three to get relegated right. So, well done, mate. I mean, I will say it now. I had Huddersfield finishing in the relegation zone. And obviously, Huddersfield played the playoff final today. Not my proudest moment, let's put it that way.
That's all right, you know, Mr. Football Knowledge.
I know. Not good, mate. 21st place, we have Reading. I had Reading finishing 18th. You had Reading finishing 14th. So I was a bit closer there. I need to claw this back a little bit somehow if I can, mate. Reading struggled this year, didn't they? I think, obviously, Paulin came in towards the end of the season. Don't forget Alex Ray. Yeah, Alex Ray obviously being the assistant there as well. I think they're going to struggle next year massively. He's staying in charge as well for next year. The pair of them are staying. Paul is the manager. Ray is the assistant manager. I just think they're financially kind of stricken. Obviously, they got a points deduction as well. So they could have finished higher if it wasn't had the points deduction they had. But I think they're a side I look at where they'll struggle next season. And they'll be probably one of my fancy to go down when we do this prediction back at Index in July. But interesting, obviously, without that points deduction, they might have probably finished 19th. So I would be a bit closer to my predictions anyway. So I'll take anything I can at this point. In 20th place, we had Birmingham City. I had Birmingham finishing 19th as well, mate. So I think that's two good, solid predictions back to back. And you have Birmingham finishing 10th. And I remember, and I listened back to the show, I questioned you on it, and you really fancied them. And you even gave a little spiel about how you think Bowie is going to get them singing on the same hymn sheet and kicking on, mate. And you even mentioned Ryan Woods there as well. So,
and a season in, it didn't. And he looks as if he might be out the door very soon.
Yeah, Bowie is an interesting one there, Birmingham. They're also another club kind of in turmoil. So, I mean, I don't know if they've got new owners on the horizon or anything to kind of save them in that sense, but it is an interesting kind of position for them to be in, I think. And I wonder if, you know, if they don't sort things out over the close summer. I remember that Tom guy that came on our Friday Night Live once.
I follow him on
Twitter. He's a Birmingham City fan. And all the stuff he tweets all the time seems quite depressing, and they seem kind of concerned. They've been a club, obviously, kind of a sleeping giant, I suppose, in the Championship. So obviously, they're a Premier League side, weren't they?
Didn't their owner or something get all his money stopped? And
yeah, and obviously, half their ground's still shut as well when you go there. Obviously, we had them Birmingham away, and they got the kind of lower tier all shut on the right side of the away end.
That's because of damage, isn't it? Because of no maintenance through the stadium.
Maintenance, and also, I think it's even like, come on, what's the word you're going to say, Mickey? Structural damage, but also, like, not when you have vermin. What's the word I'm looking for? When, like, something's, it's like fungi and stuff like that, it's appearing in the stands and stuff like that. Come on, I don't know. The word's escaping me.
Structural corrosion.
Infestation is the word I'm going for. there's some sort of, like, structural damage, but also, like, the ground basically in pieces, so to speak, and it's, like, old. But there's not any financial backing to fix it. Anyway, moving on to 19th place. I know, poor Birmingham. Let's start crying. But I look forward to Birmingham away next year after the away day we had it last time anyway. So there you go. And we all know why. 19th
if
place.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Those that know, TTKK.
And also our best wishes go out to the two Millwall fans who are still in hospital.
Yes, correct. 19th place, we've got Hull City. I had Hull finishing in 23rd. And you had Hull finishing in 20th. So he's a little bit closer to me there. I thought Hull would go down. Technically, my prediction was right when I listened back to it, right? I said they'll struggle under Gavin McCann and they might get relegated. Things you need to caveat with this, right, is when teams then coincide to sack their managers and things change, and they've also had a takeover at Hull City as well, it kind of inflates it a little bit more. So it's quite hard making a prediction at the start of the season. Don't take the piss out of me, mate. It's true. It's hard to make a prediction at the start of the season, and it changes so much and so quickly in football. Look at Newcastle in the Premier League. Everyone would have said they would have gone down this time last year. But look, you see, they got the backing, signed some players, and it will change.
They're gonna do some big signings this summer.
It'd be interesting, let's put it that way. And I think they're kind of buoyed a little bit. So I don't know if they'll ever get back to the glory days of the Premier League like they did.
50-1 they were. 50-1 they are. They're finishing, I think, in the top two or top one. They're 50-1.
Next season?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't fancy that. But yeah, there you go. Stranger things.
Interesting to see what it is, top four. That could be worth a bit, top four.
Who, Newcastle is it, sorry?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Hull City there. But yeah, fair enough. Could be interesting. We'll talk about Hull and their predictions anyway.
Yeah, Hull shit. And I got it right, you got it wrong. Move on.
You're not right. You was a bit closer. You beat me to it, technically.
What do you mean? Hull finished in 20th. And what did 19th. I have Hull on? 19th.
Hull finished 19th.
Okay.
And you had him in 20th.
So one out. So one out.
He was one out.
Compared to your
I was one out with a couple out? Of others.
You were four out. Yeah, but I've had two correct so far. So don't right. start.
You had one correct.
I've had two correct, haven't I?
No, one. You're the only one to get one bang on so far.
Okay. We'll get some
there you go. 18th place, Cardiff City. You had Cardiff finishing in 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had Cardiff finishing in 5th. We both thought they'd have better seasons than what they did in the end. So obviously, they had Kiefer Moore start the season. Obviously, they had Mick McCarthy in charge. And they started the season quite well. I think they beat us, didn't they, with two set pieces. Yeah. And Flint scored twice against us at the Cardiff City Stadium. And they just fell away. But Morrison's in charge there. Be interesting to see how they get on next season, I suppose, mate.
Yeah. I think they started to come well towards the end of the season, didn't they? But they just went on a losing run, didn't they? And that was the bit of trying to kick it back in. But I think Morrison will turn it around. We just have to wait and see, won't we, for next year. But the championship next season's looking shit, though, doesn't it, with away days.
Northern Championship. I put it on my Instagram earlier. It's the Northern Championship. But yeah, it's going to be a kind of slogs to proper away days like Sunderland and stuff like that. But this, at least you have a night out of Newcastle as a consolation to that, no?
Yeah, mate. We're fucking all the women and all the men just wear fucking short skirts and shorts. Do you know what I mean? In minus fucking 10 degrees. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
At least there's loads of Greggs's in Newcastle. So, you know, we won't be short of a pasty or something.
Did I have a 24-hour Greg in? Did they have a 24-hour Greg in Newcastle today? I wouldn't be surprised. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah. 17th place was Bristol City. I had Bristol City finishing 10th. You had Bristol City finishing 8th. So I was closer than you there. So I'll take another win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blackpool finished 16th. I had Blackpool finishing 21st. You had Blackpool to get relegated in 22nd, mate.
Yeah.
Do you remember why? Or you just thought they'll struggle? Or
I just thought they'd struggle. I just thought that, you know, the way they were, I just thought they'd struggle. I can't remember why. Didn't they? They didn't do that well last season, did they?
They got promoted last season.
They come up, didn't they? And we thought that, I thought they were just going to pretty much go straight back down again.
They got the old Liverpool 23 manager and stuff, but they finished with 60 points. And if you said that at the start of the season, that would be considered a good season, I think.
Yeah,
only 9 points off us, for example. So it could easily have been inflated to a higher position. Obviously, a couple of good players when they play us in January. They looked a handful, to be fair to them. So it'd be interesting to see how they get on next season. 15th place was Swansea. I had Swansea finishing 9th. You had Swansea finishing in 13th. Not far off, mate. Well done.
Nice. That points for me.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, come on in.
Have you got the league table on there? Can you see the real league table or not? Have you got it?
I have. I've got it on another screen. So, yeah, now go on.
So who was 14th on my prediction to finish 14th?
Stoke.
And who finished 14th?
Stoke.
Yeah.
I had Stoke to finish 15th.
You did, yeah. So 14th place was Stoke, and I was bang on. Well, one on the predictions. It's going to be interesting as we get towards the top, because I think you've definitely got me with a couple, so I think you might beat me on this. I'm not going to lie to you. But we'll see.
You might be able to live this down.
I know. 13th place was Preston North End. I had Preston finishing 16th. You had Preston finishing 16th too, mate. We both agreed on that prediction. Yeah. We both had them 16th. 12th place was Coventry City. I had Coventry to finish in 17th, and you had Coventry to finish 18th.
Very close, both of us in.
Yeah. And then coming up to 11th place, Mickey had QPR to finish 11th. QPR did finish 11th. Well done, mate. 2-1 to you.
And where did you have QPR to finish?
I had QPR to finish 8th. I think.
To be fair,
go on.
They could have been up in the top six, to be fair, where they were at the start of the year, they were, and then they just imploded.
The last 15 games, they just nosedived under Warburton, and they sacked him afterwards for it, or didn't renew his contract. So tells the story all you need to know, I suppose. And yeah, a lot of people fancied them to start the season. I remember Benjamin Bloom doing predictions, and also all them sort of people that obviously watch a lot of Championship football. And a lot of people thought they'd be a side that could kind of be up there. Obviously, you know, play good football, I suppose, it's easy on the eye. But we finished above them. So, you know, I think this is when we've got to credit ourselves as Millwall as a club, I think. When we finish above teams like QPR 11th and then West Brom in 10th, it's been a good season for Millwall, I suppose, and it's a bit of context to that. So, yeah, West Brom were 10th. I had West Brom finishing in 2nd, and you had West Brom win the league, mate.
I did, yeah. I thought they would have been right up there, but yeah. Hey-ho. We'll see. But yeah, I've just seen another couple of predictions there, but I'm all right with. So yeah, let's carry on,
mate. West Brom was a bit of a clanger from you, mate. So, you know, I mean, I've got a couple of clangers at the bottom of the table. But,
yeah, but you only had them at second, mate. You only had them finishing second. So it weren't as if we were that far apart. Do you know what I mean? We both thought they were going to do all right. And they didn't. Where did they finish?
10th. But I think because they had the new manager at the start of the season, Valerian Ismail, a lot of people think, you know, he got Barnsley to where they were. Look at Barnsley without them. They got relegated. A lot of people kind of hoped for it, didn't they?
They fucking hate him at West Brom, didn't they?
So Steve Bruce in charge now, isn't it? So, yeah. And they obviously made a couple of good smart free signings already.
Next season's going to be interesting. If the rumours what are out there, that they've got John Swift. And if they end up going after Jed, what the rumours are as well, that's got some fucking serious fucking players in their midfield, mate. So, again, slightly off what we're talking about for a second, but I suppose we can cut in and out, is it's disappointing that we showed no intent. Do you know what I mean? That we didn't go after John Swift.
I think it's financially, it's near impossible to kind of compete. Maybe we did show some intent, but we don't know what's the kind of strategy behind closed doors, I guess. But yeah, I'm with you, I suppose, because, you know, these are free signers that are coming up. But
even if we couldn't have got him, it would have been good to turn around and go, we've approached John Swift to try and sign him and made an offer. And even if we don't win, at least then you can see the intent. At the moment, what's the intent? We're getting some dodgy stuff in the paper in News at Den from Gary, which looks as if to say, well, I want to spend, but it's not my decision. It's up to the board to give me money. And, you know, they might not, you know, if you read between the lines, it looks as if he was making a play to say, you want me to progress, but you've got to help me progress by putting your hand in your pocket and giving me some money so that I can go out and buy some players who can actually make us progress. Rather than the same shit every year, you know, we had Ballard last year. Are we going to go for Ballard? Are we going to go for, you know, Burke? Are we going to go for players who we had last year? And they were great. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not disagreeing and saying anything. But I think, if we're going to lose Jed, John Swift would have been potentially an ideal replacement for him.
Yeah, slightly different players. I mean, Swift's more of a number 10. Jed's a winger that can play in the 10. I think also with Swift, he has had a few injuries, so maybe there was a couple of red flags over him. Maybe, who knows?
Maybe.
I think also
hopefully he'd get injured within his first game at West Brom, and then we'd sit there and go, actually, it looks like Aldo's made a fucking blinding decision there.
I think also, like, it's hard to compete when these lot of free transfers. We know how it is in the Premier League and stuff like that, when players go and they get flat sign-on fees and stuff like that. I'm not saying he's going to get a big pay off from West Brom to go there, but they can afford to pay him more wages because they're not paying a fee for him. You know, when they allocate money for it. So he's probably on, I don't know, West Bromwich Albion, maybe 25, 30 grand a week. It wouldn't surprise me. Maybe not as exaggerated as that. But for Millwall, are you going to want to pay that and break the bill? It's a hard one, isn't it? And committing to it. I think he signed a 3-year deal at West Brom as well. So maybe it's different if you've done it for one season and taking a bit of a gamble. But ultimately, if
he's old, how old is he though?
He's, I think, in mid 20s, 26, 27, maybe.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's a hard one, isn't it, I suppose, to compete with. But yeah, we'll move on anyway. Back to predictions. Ninth place, like we had, was Millwall. I had Millwall finishing sixth. You had Millwall finishing fifth. Eighth place was Blackburn Rovers. I had Blackburn to finish in 11th, and you had Blackburn to finish in 12th, mate.
Yeah, very close again, you see. So our football knowledgery is, our thinking was fairly similar.
Yes.
Apart from, obviously, I'm going to have more than you.
Thanks, mate. Seventh place was Middlesbrough. And who do I finish in seventh?
You had Borough.
There you go. 2-1 to me now, mate. Right? I'm lucky, mate.
No. It's 2-2-all, mate. It's 2-2.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you had Stoke and I and obviously Borough. And I had Derby, wasn't it?
Yes.
And
you've only had one so far, mate.
No. I didn't. I had another one, I swear.
Oh, yeah, QPR. QPR. 2-2. So you had Borough finishing in ninth, so not far off. I had Borough finished seventh. They finished seventh. In sixth place was Luton Town. I had Luton finishing in 12th. You had Luton 21st place, Mickey.
Yeah.
Surprised by that?
I think he just got the team gelled, didn't he? Do you know what I mean? I mean, Nathan Jones, new manager, you know, newish, youngish manager. And I think he just, you know, got the team gelling. Did we say at the time that if he comes in and gets the players playing together, they'd do well? Or did we give him some bedding in? I can't remember.
I think he was quite critical of Luton when I was listening back to it, but I was more so kind of intrigued to see how players like Fred to get on and Alan Campbell, because obviously they signed some players that, you know, we were linked with or used to play for us and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a hard one, isn't it, I suppose, with Luton, because have they overachieved a lot? I think so. Can they go again next year? Potentially. But I think they'll probably be mid-table next year if I had to hunch guess now. But
I mean, the other thing as well, realistically looking at the table, Luton isn't really a Premiership team, is it? Do you know what I mean? Whichever way you want to look at it. I mean, fuck's sake, those poor people really wouldn't want the Premiership coming to town every week, would they? Do you know what I mean? Christ, you could just see that most of their gardens would have had fucking gantries in built, mate, so that TV cameras can get up, or fucking journalists and all that. I don't think there's enough room in Luton to house all the journalists coming on a Premiership day. Do you know what I mean? It'll be marquees.
I don't think the Premier League don't want to go to Luton anyway. So, you know, no. It's a mutually beneficial thing there, you can say.
It has less attendance. It has less capacity, doesn't it, than Bournemouth?
Maybe just less, or maybe similar sort of numbers. But the ground is a lot less developed than Bournemouth, so ironically, because obviously Bournemouth have been in the Premier League, so they managed to do things to kind of cater a little bit more. And obviously the gate receipts are still quite low. So that was sixth place Luton. Fifth place was Sheffield United. I had Sheffield United to win the league, mate. They underachieved, didn't they? And if anything, Heckenbottom going in midway through the season after they sacked Jovanovic, they had a really good job to get in fifth place. And I was quite surprised by it. And I don't think they're that good of a side, to be honest. They've got good players in there. You know, Sander Berg, players they pay good money for. John Egan as well. And, you know, obviously Billy Sharp up front still doing a job. You had them finishing fourth place, so he was one off there. Very close.
Yep.
Next was Nottingham Forest. I had Nottingham Forest finishing 20th. And to be fair to me here, mate, as you were saying before the show, when we was talking about it, Nottingham Forest were 24th after 9 games when Cooper came in. Chris Hughton had them relegation candidates nailed on. They got rid of him. and today they got promoted to the Premier League. So I look like I have egg on my face, and that's fine. I'll take the criticism for it. But
I had them finishing sixth.
You did. So you was more to the money there. So and I
where did they finish? Weren't they fourth. Sixth actually? Oh, were they fourth? Fourth. Right.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying them now. So they're fourth. Sheffield are fifth, Nottingham Forest fourth. So yeah, your prediction looks a lot more healthier than mine does. But bear in mind, like I said, after 8-9 games, I was onto something right. And then this is you can't account for people changing managers. What can I say? It's getting the new manager bounce.
No, third I agree place, with you there.
Third place was Huddersfield. You had Huddersfield finishing 17th, Mickey. I had Huddersfield getting relegated.
Yeah.
So for the record, today's playoff final was contested between third and fourth in the league, Huddersfield Town and Nottingham Forest. I had Huddersfield finishing 22nd, and I had Forest finishing 20th. So they're my two predictions to start the season, and both of them are playoff finalists. So I know fuck all about Championship football. There you go.
Right, let's just clip that clip.
Yeah. I know fuck all about Championship football, and I refuse to make predictions like this in the future and do predictions.
Can you just do that clip again by saying your full name and I know fuck all about football?
This is it, though. And this is why, like, pre-season predictions, when you, like, watch... When we've done Millwall prediction saying we're going to finish sixth and fifth, like, it's just based on pure optimism and blind kind of faith. It's like going into the bookies and picking the Grand National and you're just doing it based on the horse number or something stupid. You're not doing it based on any form or anything. You're just going, that one. And that's all we're doing. And it's hard to make predictions, but I suppose we put our neck on the limb, didn't we?
Do you know what? What we're doing in July when we do the prediction, we pick our predictions with the lads, you know, whoever we do it with, we do our predictions and then we're put in a hat and then we pick out a prediction from the hat.
Right,
so we put the 22 teams, we, you know, cut them up, make them all equal, put them into the hat and then we'll either pick them out of the hat or we'll assign a number to them and we do a random number generator and see where we go with that, see where we get.
And see if the number random us, generator beats us.
And see if us. Yeah.
I like
it. Yeah, we do a few odds, so yeah, we could do that, so yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It probably will beat us as well and just put us to shame because it's just pure luck, I think. So it's 2-2 on the predictions, mate, and we'll get it over with. Second place for Bournemouth. I had West Brom finishing second, and you had Bournemouth finishing second, mate. So 3-2. Well done, mate. You beat me.
Did we not do fourth then?
We did fourth and third.
Oh, yeah.
Horace
and
Huddersfield.
Yeah, you
had Huddersfield finishing 17th. I had Huddersfield finishing 22nd, like I said. Yeah. And then top two, Bournemouth second. You had Bournemouth second, so you beat me 3-2. Well done.
It's quite sad, though, isn't it? Not that I beat you, but the fact that out of all of that, we only got 5 of our predictions right.
Just goes to show how unpredictable the Championship is, mate. I think if we don't for the Premier League, we'll probably get more predictions correct.
So did we do? Did Kai do his or not?
He did, but maybe we can do a video about that afterwards or something.
Yeah. Was his really bad?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, maybe he was a mile off or maybe he was closer than us. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to have a look and see. Yeah.
We'll have to get him on the next show and just grill him for the 5 minutes. Yeah. Prediction. That's what we'll do. Something to look forward to.
So if you're listening to this, don't tell Kai. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Kai doesn't listen back to the shows. He pretends he does, but he doesn't listen back. So, yeah, we won't tell him. And the next show, when he's on, we're just going to grill him about his predictions, but we won't tell him beforehand. And hopefully, it'll be really entertaining. Hopefully, he doesn't beat either one of us.
Yeah, that's it. We should probably do next time as well who we think is going to win the playoffs and be a bit more. And who's going to be top goal scorer and who's going to do whatever. We'll maybe predict a bit more. I did also do a Millwall predictions one, which I'm going to go through with Dan Marsh. Actually, I need to go and find because I predicted who would be player of the season and who'd do this and that. So I need to go back to that and refer to it, actually. So that'd be a cool one to go back to. And first place was Fulham with 90 points. Didn't really run away with it as much as they should have done in the end. They kind of crawled over the line, mate. I had Fulham finishing fourth. You had Fulham finishing third. So we weren't all far off, were we, I suppose? The top four we both shared was Sheffield United, West Brom, Bournemouth and Fulham. Obviously, Fulham and Bournemouth were up there the whole season. West Brom and Sheffield United kind of fell away, but Sheffield United got back in there. I think, by and large, it's not been too shit-showy from us. I think I was two clangers in there with Huddersfield and Forest, finishing 20th and 22nd. You had Peterborough getting relegated 24th, which was nearly spot on. I'm trying to think of any more clangers you had in here. You had Huddersfield 17th. That's not too, you know, obviously.
Luton finishing bottom when they finished top. Huddersfield finishing middle but top. Barnsley finish outside, they finished in.
Yeah, and obviously we both had Cardiff doing well. I had Cardiff finishing 5th and Cardiff finished 18th. So there you go. I encourage anyone next season to put their predictions in and we can all laugh about them when we're all terrible.
Maybe what we do is when we do the show, we do it a week or so before and then literally maybe we just get a form up and then you can submit. So it's in there and you can't change it. Maybe we'll do a prediction game of some form of who you think is going to finish in the league, and then come the end of the season, we can come back and basically annihilate everybody else, I think, rather than just us two, possibly. We'll figure it out. We'll make it a bit more interactive for next year.
Yeah.
Make it a bit more fun. So, we have ways. So, but other than that, it's not been a bad season. I think it's... I think there's been some good away days. I think there's been some good results. I think we've seen some players perform well for us. I think we've seen some shit come in and go. And there's some shit what we've got back. Whether or not they play again for us, I don't know. But I think next season is going to be quite horrendous for, you know, far-flung away days, and they're not great away days either.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, but yeah, I'll see if I put the graphic in. Sorry to interrupt there, but yeah, the Northern away days are very much around to stay. There's a graphic going around online, but
can you do it? If not, I can put it in if you want.
Maybe if I send it to you and you can put it in afterwards. How about that? But basically, I'll read them.
I've got that same graphic.
So like I said, you've got some grim away days coming up. You've got Birmingham Midlands based, Blackburn Rovers up north, obviously Manchester based. Blackpool is Manchester based. You've got Bristol City, obviously a bit of a far way out towards Wales almost. Burnley, Lancashire based, grim. Cardiff City in Wales. Coventry Midlands based, which is still not close, still a couple of hours away on the train. Huddersfield Town, Yorkshire. Hull City, Yorkshire. It's Luton, local. That's one of the local derbies. That's one. Middlesbrough, Teesside's up by Sunderland. Millwall, obviously, we're in where we are. We're going to go there 23 games a season anyway, regardless. Norwich City, again, a couple of hours away, mate. Not close. And that's one of the closer games we have. Preston North End, miles away. 4 hours.
That's a trick and off.
QPR, London Derby, number 2. Reading, only 20 minutes. We don't mind Reading. That's all right, from Paddington Station. Then you've got Rotherham, again, Yorkshire. Fucking hell, mate. This is like Sheffield United, Yorkshire, Stoke, near Manchester. Then you've got Sunderland, miles away, Swansea City in Wales. And then you've got number 3 for London Derby, which is Watford's. Even then, Watford's questionable for London Derby. And then West Brom, Midlands, and then Wigan in a Lancashire-based place, ain't they? So, mate, that's so, only three London derbies next year. That's so grim.
Which ones do you want to reckon are going to be a Tuesday night kickoff? QPR? Oh,
Sunderland on a Tuesday night, I'm calling it right now. I can see it being shafted in the predictions.
Sunderland, I reckon. QPR. Because Fulham's out of it now, they'll probably go QPR now. The only reason they did Fulham, because they didn't want us to get the boats. So that's why they put us on a Tuesday night.
That's gone now for them, obviously, anyway. I think I can see Tuesday nights being, I don't know, I reckon Burnley will be a Saturday. Why not that be a Saturday? Hull will be a Tuesday night. I've done that on the Tuesday before and it was terrible. Mate, it's so grim. It's
Sheffield
such
teams
grim
might
reading.
Be a Tuesday.
Yeah, Rotherham.
Or the Midlands team, maybe.
Rotherham has kicked off a few times before as well, so it wouldn't surprise me historically if the police intervened there and put it on a Tuesday night. Mm. Wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, grim Northern Championship. That's it's not for the faint-hearted, but if you like travelling to away days, we all do anyway. We'll still do it regardless, won't we, mate?
Yeah, and there'll be no train zone, and there'll be fucking nightmares. The police will beat us up and fucking do all their other shit when they always do. But hey-ho, it's, you know, it's all good fun.
That's it, mate. You got anything else you want to put into today's show, pal, before we go, or we'll call it that?
Yeah, just one thing. On our Twitter, you'll see that we've retweeted. We might end up putting it on a pinned tweet. Alfie Plant, obviously, the Millwall fan who's a golfer, his dad, Darren, he's basically befriended a guy who's homeless in Bexley Heath. And he took him out for work, done a day's work with him last week, treated him, looked after him and all that. And he's had a couple of conversations with the fella, and the fella wants to get back working. He's an electrician. He's got a driving license. He just needs a bit of a hand up. So he's doing a GoFundMe to see if he can raise 10 grand to basically pay for his rent for a year. We've put it on our TikTok account because we've got a TikTok account that's just going fucking mental at the moment. It's blowing up over a shit video, but we might as well try and use it for good. It's on there. So if you're on TikTok, then go like the video and share it. If not, look at the Twitter. And if you can, if you're in a position of being able to donate, obviously I know everyone can't, but if you are in a position, you know, just a pound, if everyone who you know, could donate a pound, then we'll pretty much probably be there. The video's been seen on Darren's page of about 40, just over 40,000 times. So, yeah, if everyone donated a pound, then, yeah, what he wants to do is just buy this geezer, just pay for this geezer's rent for a year so he's off the street. He can get some treatment, stuff like that. He broke his knee, I think, through lockdown, so he walks a bit funny in a minute. But, look, he wants to get back. So if you run an electrical firm and you possibly want to get someone on and help him out a bit with his CSCS card and some other bits and pieces, he might need a few refreshers, then, you know, get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch with Darren. Or if you've got any way you can help at all, then get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch with Darren or contact Darren direct. But yeah, you know what, let's try and do something good for a change. We've got a platform here for a reason, and some days it's all we use it for is chatting bollocks and promoting the pod. Maybe sometimes it's nice just to promote something what isn't football related and potentially might actually help someone. So, yeah, there we go.
Nicely done, mate. Yeah, guys, that's pretty much it from us anyway. That's our predictions from pre-season, chewed over. And, yeah, so it's not – wasn't a great reading. Mickey got 3 compared to 2, bang on to me. So next year I have to come back at you, mate, there. If you guys are new around here, obviously be sure to like the video, subscribe. If you're new, if you're listening on audio on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we appreciate any reviews we get. Obviously 5 stars is always beneficial for us as well. So yeah, if you can check us out on our social medias at That Mill Pod, and we'll be back probably next week with another close season show. Thanks, guys, and see you later.